So we thought that for today's Kiddush Rishona, Kitcha, Kiddush Rishona and Shnei Kitcha Lashata, and or Kitcha Lasidlava. So we discussed the first Chabura was the question of Shein Eretz Yisrael versus Kiddush Eretz Yisrael. And we discussed the fact that Eretz Yisrael has a geographic boundaries, and that doesn't necessarily connect to the Kiddusha. You can have the boundaries even if there's no Kiddusha. Between the Bais Mishnah and Sheni, you had Eretz Yisrael, but there was no Kiddusha. And when he says what gives the Shein Eretz Yisrael, what boundaries are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? Is it what was promised to Avraham Avinu? Was it promised to Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it Yeshua, Shlomo, etc.? There aren't that many sources, but the concept of Shein Eretz Yisrael has to be defined. What exactly are the gulos of Shein Eretz Yisrael? What we want to do today is discuss what Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is and how it is created. So when we speak about Kedusha, the Rav pointed out that all Kedusha stems from a Maitz Mekadesh. People are involved in creating Kedusha. Sounds a little counterintuitive. You think Kedusha comes from Shemayim. But it's not true. In Yehadus, Kedusha stems from people. So every person has to do a Maitzah B'Kadesh for Kedusha to be Chal. So by Kedusha's Makom, we have Eretz Yisrael. We have Kibush Yeshua. That's Kedusha that creates Kedusha. You have the Yerushalayim and Mikdash. You have Kiddush Ha'ir of HaZaras, the Sugyas and Shavuos. Bez Din is B'Kadesh, the Mikdash. In terms of Kedusha's Zman, this is also true. Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Klal Yisrael creates Kedusha's Yontif. And even in terms of Kedusha's Shabbos, which L'chora is, Kavua, Mishesh Zebreshis, the Rav pointed out that no, there's a mitzvah of making Kiddush and Shabbos. You have a mitzvah to Mekadesh Shabbos. Presumably that adds a certain component to Shabbos. In terms of Kedusha of objects, people are also involved. Kedusha of people. Like objects you have, let's say, Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. So the sofer writes them lishma. He's mekadesh the klaf. By hektish, you have Be'er, you have kedushas mizbeach. The noder creates the shem hektish. He's noder the shem hektish. And even by bechor again, which seems to be mirechem, bechor is kedusha mirechem. So the Rav pointed to the Gemara Nedarim, the Afid Gimel, that by kedushas bechor. The there's an aspect of the Baalim. The Gemara says, Rebbe says, "V'nayin l'nolad b'chor b'sof beis v'shem mitzvah l'kdisho, shneimar hazachar takdish." So even though the b'chor is kosher mirechem, there's a mitzvah of kiddush b'chor. By people, you also have this, a kohen gadol is nismane b'peh, right? The Tosos in Yuma, Dafyad Beitz, on the base says the kohen gadol is appointed by the melech and is achiv kohanim. The kiddush of the kohen gadol is created through a minui. Through people, and even the kedusha of a kohen, kedusha of a kohen is similar to bechor. You're nola at a kohen. So
that's it. The first kohanim were
right. Historically, the first kohanim were niskadesh. Okay, right, 100%. So 100%. And I thought also there's a mitzvah of kiddush though of yisraelim. So is that just a question of kavod? Is that just a question of showing kavod to kohen, or is there a certain added aspect of kiddush that somehow enhances the kedusha? It's a suggestion, but it's possible. But like you're saying, I think more to the point that the initial kohanim were in this kaddish, through the kiddush and the levim, etc. So for the Rav, I think this was important hashkafically, in that kedusha, read ish halacha. At the beginning, he says that the ish halacha is different from a classical religious person. The classical religious person is like trying to be an olam haba, But the ish halacha isn't looking for olam haba. Ish halacha is in olam haza, and he's trying to create kedusha in olam haza. Kedusha is something that's not beyond this world, but it's created in this world. It's a very important idea within the Rav's hashkafa. But for our purposes, we're discussing kiddush Eretz Yisrael. So what mitzvah was done to create the kiddush Eretz Yisrael? So according to most Rishonim, kiddush Rishonim means kiddush Yehoshua. Kiddush Rishonim means kiddush Yehoshua. Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, created the kiddush. Rabbi Chananel in Yevamos on Daf Pei Beis, it's quoted in Tosfos Daf Pei Beis on Beis in Yevamos. He claims that the Kedusha Rishona was not that of Yeshua, but rather that of Avram. Pirush Rach Rishona Yerushas Avram Yitzchak VYaakov Shnia Yerushas Yeshua Misham Elach Kitcher L'Olam. So the Rabbi Chananel thinks that the Kedushas or Yerushas Avram Yitzchak VYaakov doesn't say. It took till Yaakov, or it began with Avraham Avinu. It's not 100% clear, but that.
What does it mean?
Right. What does that mean?
You can say Avraham, you can say Bidon, tell you whatever. Any specific to it, you say this is the. But like anything else, there's a point in time that you say.
Right.
Before it wasn't Kadosh, now it is Kadosh. But you say Avraham and Yaakov. It's
a process. It took three generations. Yeah, I don't. It's difficult to understand. what the Rabbi Hanan's point yet. I think that, yeah.
Last time you said it was the Rach.
So it could be that what's going on in Rabbi Hanan's head is that he doesn't want there to be a separation between the Kinyan and the Kedusha, because it's pretty clear that Avraham Avinu was Kone Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Basra, that Kuf Amun Aleph, that according to Rabbi Hiluch is Kone. You can be Kone Afilu by walking in. How does he know? Because the Pasuk says, Kum Yisalech Ba'aretz, L'orko L'rochba, Kilachayetz Etznena. The Avraham Avinu was promised that the question is, was he promised Eretz Yisrael? The Pasuk in the Pasuk was that he was just promised Eretz Yisrael in the future. But the way that Rabbi Lazar assumes is that he actually was Kona Eretz Yisrael. He was Kona Eretz Yisrael then and there. And Rabbanan, who argue and say Hiluch doesn't work, the lesson of the Rabbanan is that Mishum the Chivus of Avram. It worked there because Chavivus of Avram Avinu. So you could say that means that usually you need Chazaka to be Kona, but since Hashem loved Avram Avinu so much, he was Kona B'Hiluch here. It's a special exception. Or what the other Rishonim writes, the Ritva writes, that it wasn't a kinyan of Hiluch at all, it was a kinyan of Amira, or he says maybe it was a kinyan of Chazaka, because the Pasuk says Vayet Ohalo. So he was Kona Eretz Yisrael, either through Hiluch or it was a different kinyan, but he was Kona Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi Lazar, and it's, presumably it seems like even according to Rabbanan, he was Kona Eretz Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu had Eretz Yisrael, so if he had Eretz Yisrael, maybe it should therefore, by definition, have Kedusha. That's possibly what Rechanan said, but I agree that the Lashon of Yitzchak and Yaakov is Lechara difficult either way. But for most Rishonim, there's a clear break between what constitutes a Kinyan and what constitutes a Kiddush. Avraham Avinu owned Eretz Yisrael, but there's no Kedusha. You needed to wait till the time of Yeshua till there was Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael.
Why do you have to end in this Kinyan issue?
I just think that maybe the idea of having Kinyan without Kedusha is I think, a Chiddush. The other Rishonim have to hold it.
Kedusha without Kinyan?
You could, but I'm saying, I would assume that they go hand in hand. I mean, especially, one day in the Ritva, it's a Kinyan Chazaka, which some of the Chronim say it's like Kibush Mulchama. If you look at the footnotes in the Ritva, it's like Kibush Mulchama. So it sounds like the same thing, so... I'm assuming that maybe what was pushing the Rabbi Hananel was the fact that we know Avraham Avinu owned Eretz Yisrael. So if he owned it, why wasn't there Kedusha? So you might say, well, you're very comfortable saying there are two separate ideas. I'm wondering if maybe it seems strange you own it, but there's no Kedusha. Maybe he thought it went hand in hand. It's a suggestion, huh? Either way, according to Moshe Shonim, Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, and that was a Kiddush. And then there's a focus on Gemara Erechin, that Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, if Yeshua's Kedusha extends forever, or it's Kayam La'asidlovo, or it was Batla. Kedusha Rishon or Kitcha La'ashaita, or V'kitcha La'asidlovo, or not Kitcha La'asidlovo. That's the 2 days in the Machloket, in the Gemara Erechin, that Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Now, why would I say it's Kitcha La'asidlovo? Why would I say it's not Kitcha La'asidlovo? So I was thinking about this in general when you think about different halachas of kedusha, concepts in halacha that have kedusha. Is the kedusha nifka or is it not nifka? I was thinking about this today. It's a little bit unresolved, but certain objects, the kedusha remains. The person has a sefer Torah, so you start ripping the sefer Torah. You just try to destroy it. You violated an isser of losasun, you did an isser, but the sefer Torah still has kedusha. You have to bury what's left, right? Shabbos and Yontif. If you're Mechal Shabbos, you're Mechal Yontif. So you're Mechal, it's terrible. And part of the Veira, the Chomer Isra, might be the fact that there's Chilul involved. But it's still Shabbos. Even if all Jews are Mechal Shabbos, it doesn't take away Kedusha Shabbos. Right? Just like it doesn't take away the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. Or Kedusha's Mikdash in Yerushalayim. So, according to the Rambam, at least, the Rambam Paskins, that it's totally in Shechina, and Shechina lo Betela. Even in the time of Korban, you know, the Kedushas of Yerushalayim exist. That's why there's an Isser today to walk on the Makom HaMikdash because the Kedusha still exists. So these are examples of types of Kedusha that that aren't destroyed. And yet, we have other areas of Halacha where the Kedusha is destroyed. Mi'ila is a good example, right? The person is Mo'al and Kachim. So when you're Mo'al and Kachim, the Kedusha is Nifka, right? If a person has a korban that has a mum, so that mum makes it makes the Kedusha Nivka on a certain level. There's still Isser Giza of Avoda, but on a certain level, depending on how you look at the Isser Giza of Avoda, the Kedusha was Nivka. Maybe not totally, maybe only partially. In terms of Kleya Mikdash, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, the Pasuk says, Ubo Vapritzi and Vechiluluha. So when Goyim came to the Beis Amikdash, they were Mechal of Beis Amikdash. Right? That means all the Klisharis are now Chulin. Rashi writes over there, We came into Nichnasu of the Kochavim Lehechal, Yotsu Kelev Chulin. There's no Isser to use a menorah. A menorah, nobody knows where it is. Maybe it's in the Vatican. It's not Kodesh anymore. Bo Pritzi Vechiluluha. So the Rambam held that Kedusha Mikdash Yisrael is Lovatela. The Kedusha is Tali in the Shechina, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Space of the Chira, Perek Vav, Alachat Tesvav, Tezayin. So, even though presumably the Rambam would learn that even though the Kedusha's Makom isn't Batel, the Kedusha of the Kelim is Batel. That's what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. Bo Pritzim Vechiluluha. So, it's not clear to me when we say that the Kedusha exists even in the state of Korban, even in the state of destruction. The person takes the Savatory, rip it, it's still Kaddish. Right? Basically, it's destroyed, the Makom is still Kaddish. And when do you say that the Kedusha is Nifka, it's Me'ilah, it's Yatzel Lechulin, it's Bo Bapritzi Mechil Luha? When do you say this, when do you say that? So, I have an idea, I just thought about it today, I'm not really so convinced it's accurate, but I thought maybe, as a suggestion, as a possibility, maybe when the Kedusha is created through one. Every Kedusha has a Maitse Mekadesh. The question is that Maitse Mekadesh just, does it stop or is it continuous? Does the Kedusha somehow continue, right? This question is raised with Rabbi Yontov Sheni Shadalyas. There's a discussion. Let's say you're living in Heretz Yisrael, and you just in the middle of Yontov Sheni, you decide you're going to make Aliyah. You can't take it anymore. It's too much Yisrael. You're going to make Aliyah. So what's it did then? Can you just now turn the light on? Or do you say, no, you have to wait till Yontov ends, till Yontov Sheni ends? So this question might be Taliyan the Chakira, which is the Chakira I just raised, as to whether or not the Kedusha begins at the Shkia, continues for the entire Yantav, or does the Kedusha Chal, every second it's being Chal. Right? If you say the Kedusha starts at Shkia, so it already began, it's going to be Chal for you for the entire day. If you say the Kedusha is constantly being recreated or revitalized, so then you might say, well, at this point in time, it was Ben Chutzlars. Now it decides to be a common Benar Yisrael. The Kedusha somehow stops. That's the question raised in Achronim. Right? We can talk about Kedushin, for example, another example. Achronim talk about this by Kedushin. You know, Kedushin is another example of Kedusha that can be Nifka. Kedushin is similar to Hekdish. Aser la kol le'am like Hekdish. There's certain aspects of Hekdish and Kedushin. And a person can give his wife a get and stop the Kedushin. It ends, right? So there too, the Achronim talk about whether or not the Kedushin, you know, just began at one point. Or is the Kedushin constantly being created, being endowed? Or, pardon? Chadesh b'tuvo chol yom. So there I think it's pretty posh that the Kedushin was chal at the beginning. So the suggestion I want to make is that things that start at the beginning, so then if something happens, it can be nifka. The Kedushin man marries his wife, so he creates Kedushin, and it's just running. It's not there's no Mechadesh Tuvo aspect to it. So therefore you can give a get. First name is Mechadesh Korban, he's Makdish the clay Mikdash. So then the Kedusha somehow can be cut off. Whereas the Kedusha, Yerushalayim and Mikdash, the Shechina is there. The Shechina is constantly being Mechadesh, the Kedusha Smakom of Mikdash. So Mela, the guy can come, it's not going to make a difference. The Kedusha Smakom is constantly being revitalized. Like the Lashon HaRambam, it's Talin Shechina, V'Shechina Eina B'Teila. Because the Shechina is constantly there. It's Lazaz HaShechina, because of Amara. So similarly with Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe it's possible to say that the Kedusha there is constantly being, being recreated. The difficulties with Sifrei Torah, it's hard to be, in Misvara, it's difficult to say that the Kedusha and Sifrei Torah are constantly being created. I don't know, so it's just a suggestion. Either way, I think it's something to think about. And this is Gufa, the question in the Gemara Nerechin. Is Kedusha Rishona Kitra La Shaita Vila Asid Lava, or is it Kedusha La Shaita Vila Asid Lava? Namely, do you look at Eretz Yisrael as Mikdash in Yerushalayim? It's going to continue. Going to continue with the Kedusha, or do you look at it as like a korban that it's Yatzel L'Me'ila, through Me'ila it's Yatzel L'Chul. So the Rambam paskins, as well as Rishonim, in terms of Kedusha Rishona, I think all, or almost all Rishonim paskin that Kedusha Rishona is Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo L'Asilah. That means between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni there was no Kedusha Sa'at. The person who grew fruits in Eretz Yisrael between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni was Potter from Jerusalem, no. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Halacha Tazayin of Beis Bechira, it's because the Kedusha Rishona was totally in Kibush. And the Kibush of Acherim was Mevatel the Kibush of Yeshua. Right? It's totally in Kibush, and that Kibush can be undone. You know, today, you listen to the radio, so they talk about the Kibush. You know, it's such a negative connotation. But, you know, in Halacha, people are familiar with Halacha. Kibush is a wonderful thing. Kibush is the Kaddish. It's an amazing thing. Kibush is a form of Kiddush. But Kibush is weak, says the Rambam, because Kibush can be undone. Why can it be undone? Says the Rambam, "Avalchiyu v'aretz b'shvius ma'isus ena elu fnei shu kibush rabim v'kibush nilkacha aretz midehem." But tell the kibush was in spatel the niftar min haTorah min haMasos min haShvius shari ena eretz Yisrael. In terms of kedusha shnia, so there's a machlokas Rishonim. The machlokas the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in the Pei Beis Amud Beis quotes a day of Rabbi Yossi from Sefer Olam, who says that the Kedusha Shnia remained. It's different from Kedusha Rishonah. Kedusha Rishonah is batel after the Korban, Kedusha Shnia remained after the Korban Vayis Sheni. Gemara says, Tanya b'Sefer Olam, Asher Yarshua v'Asecha v'Yirishtacha v'Yirishta, Yirusha Rishonah v'Shnia Yesh Lehen, Shlishi Shein Lehen. There's no need to Mekadesh in Pia Shlishis. Why? Says Rashi. Klomer lo boi l'meheder u'mirsa t'Yirusha u'medes ki. Hashmina and High Crowd, the Lobatla Kedusha Saaretz, Begolus Titus. Begolus Titus was on the Vatel, the Kedusha Saaretz. Kedusha Saaretz remains even after Bayez Shani was destroyed.
Why
yes.
Is Yerusha synonymous with Kedusha, not with Kidney?
Oh, well, it's interesting the Gemara used that Lashon, but Rashi makes it clear that we're talking about Kedusha. It's interesting. I was also thinking, why? I think it's strange that the Gemara used that Lashon, but Rashi, I'll read you previous Rashi, Yerusha Rishona, Yemei Yeshua, Havi Yerusha, Chen Shnia Be'evi Ezer, Shagalu Galus Rishona, Batla Kedusha Sa'aretz. He equates Yerusha and it's Pei Beis and Beis. Also, Tosfos, the Ben Chanan, quoted before, also equates it to. The Gemara's Lashon is Yerusha Rishona. Fiyash Ben Chanan, Rishona Yerusha Zavram Avinu, Shnia Yerusha Yeshua, Misham Elach Kid Shal Olam. So he's equating Yerusha and Kedusha. It's interesting that they use that Lashon. Either way, the Seder Olam holds the Kedusha Shnia continues, and there are other Tanaim who hold the Kedusha Shnia is bottom. This is not only Machlokas Tanaim, it's also Machlokas HaRishonim. The Sefer HaTrumah, Rabbeinu Baruch, was one of the Baalei Tosfos. The Sefer HaTrumah holds that the Kedusha Shnia is batel, as does Rabbeinu Simcha, quoted in the Or Zeruah. In the Sefer HaTrumah, it's on page 153, and the Rabbeinu Simcha, it's in the Or Zeruah and Avodah Zarah, Simin Reish Tzadi Tes. So they hold the Kedusha Shnia is batel. Whereas most Rishonim hold the Kedusha Shnia continues, and that's why today we paskin the Kedusha Shnia continues. The Rambam tries to explain what the difference between the Kedusha Rishona and the Kedusha Shnia is, and it's a little bit cryptic. He says, Perek Vav Halacha Tazayin of Beis Bechira again. He says here, so the Kedusha, the Kemish al Ezra, the Kitcha, the Kitcha, the Kibush, El Bechazaka, Shech Zikaba, the Fikach Kol Makam, Shech Zikaba, the Bavel, the Skadisha, the Kedusha, Ezra, Shnia, Hari, the Kudash, Hayom. So Kedusha's Rishona was batel because it was created by Kibush, it was destroyed by Kibush. But Kedusha's Ezra was created by Chazaka. The Fikach Hikayem Es Hayom. So what is the difference between Chazaka, which somehow exists even after the Korban, as opposed to Kibush, which is the Spat Al-Yedei the Korban HaBayis Rishon? That's the $64,000 question. So the Kazavish doesn't understand. Eini Yodea, Ma Koach Chazaka, God only Koach HaKibush. What's the difference? V'lam Al-Net Nomar, V'Chazaka Gamkein, Shem Yishinel Kecha Aretz, V'Yedeinu Batla Chazaka. Just like Kibush is destroyed, Chazaka can be destroyed. V'su, but Rishon Rishon is Kanshim Kibush, Vichi Lo Haya Sham Chazaka, Atumi Adifi Chazaka Bilo Kibush, Vichi Chazaka Im Kibush. Second question is even stronger. The first question is straightforward. He said, what's the difference? Kibush can be destroyed, Chazaka can be destroyed. Second question is even more sharp. He says, just a second, in Bayis Rishon, in Kiddush Rishon, they had Kibush, and then they settled land. After they conquered it, they settled it. So you're going to tell me when you settle it in the time of Ezra, that's stronger than conquering and settling? Well, you know, it's a Kal V'chomer. The first Kiddush had both Kibush and Chazaka. The second Kiddush only had Chazaka, not Kibush. So what's going on? So I saw the Mikdash David, Rappaport, in Siman Nun Hey, he makes the following observation. He says, David HaMelech conquered Surya, with Kibush Yachid. He didn't conquer all of Eretz Yisrael yet, so it had a din of Kibush Yachid. It's a lower status. So he says, just understand, once David HaMelech or Shlomo HaMelech conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, so why didn't the area of Surya now become Kibush Rabim? Why didn't it retroactively turn into Kibush Rabim? Because the whole problem with the initial Kibush of David was that it was he hadn't conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. So he said, and then once he conquered Eretz Yisrael, only 50 years later, so maybe you should turn Surya into Eretz Yisrael and full-fledged Eretz Yisrael. Should it become like Kibush Rabim? So the Mikdash David says, no. You see from this that whatever is the Kiddush is Nikba Bishas at the time of the Kibush. So if David was Kovesh B'din Kibush Yachid, even if later he could have been Kovesh B'Kibush Rabim, it doesn't make a difference. Because it's Nikba, the Kiddush is Nikba at the very moment you enter the land. So he says similarly here, what's the answer to the Ketzavish's Kasha? The Ketzavish says, I don't understand. If Yeshua did Kibush and then Chazaka, and Ezra only did Chazaka, so Yeshua is better, he has Kibush and Chazaka. Says the Mikdash David, no. Yeshua did Kibush first. Once you do Kibush, Chazaka can't take effect. Because the Kedusha Eschal, the very moment you enter the land. And if you enter the land with the idea of Kibush being the Mekadesh, you can't then use Chazaka, you know, 20 years later, after 14 years later, once they started building a Yeshuvim, that doesn't have an effect of Chazaka as a Mekadesh. So, that's his chiddush. Either way, it answers the Ketzavish's question technically, but just practically, what is the Rambam saying? What is the difference between Kibush and Chazaka? How come Kibush is destroyed and Chazaka won't be destroyed? So, the Farshim grapple with this. The Tosfos Yontov in Edios, Perek Ches Mishnah Vav, says that Kibush, first it starts to find the terms, it says Kibush means conquering without permission. Whereas Chazaka is settling with permission. He had permission of Koresh, right? He was the king of Paras at the time. So the idea of settling with permission is somehow can't be revoked. Because if you conquer, so somebody else can conquer. You conquer, they conquer. But if you were given permission, the fact that you were given permission, he never took the permission away. So the fact that Koresh never took away the permission, it's still yours. Other people conquer the land. It doesn't make a difference. It's still yours. This kedusha is still chal. That's his suggestion. R'chaim in the stencils in Simon Kuf Nun Ches has a different understanding. He quotes Yerushalmi in Shviz Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Yerushalmi there quotes the pasuk Vehitivcha Vehirbecha Mevosech, that the second Yerusha will be somehow greater than the first Yerusha. Vehitivcha Vehirbecha Mevosech. So Chaim said that this is a din, this is a halacha. The Torah says that there has to be a Yerusha Shnia. It's impossible for the Kedusha to only have a Kedusha Rishona. So basically he says it's a din. It's not just a promise, but it's a din. And what's that din mean? That din means that the Kedusha Shnia will take effect even though you have all Malchus Aleichem, says Yerushalmi. Even though the Goyim are in charge, they give us permission, then we can create the Kedusha. So Reb Chaim basically says that it was predestined, right? In the Pasuk in the Torah is already referring to the fact there are two Kedushas. It was predestined that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael would be created through a two-stage process. The first stage is Kibush, the second stage is Chazaka, right? And only through those two stages can you have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So that's why the Kedusha Rishon had to be Batel, because the Kedusha Shnia had to take effect through Chazaka. He explains through this interesting Gemara in Gittin that from Zion. The Gemara there wants to know whether or not there's Kinyan Ma'akom Lafkia Midei Maitras in Surya. If a guy buys the land in Surya, is that Mafkia the Kedusha? So the Gemara is told of that and whether or not when David HaMelech was Kovesh Eretz Yisrael, did that have a Shem Kibush? It was Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush, or Lashmei Kibush. So he doesn't understand, if Chaim says, whether or not David was conquered. David's kibush had a shmei kibush is very nice. If you want to know if yesh kinyan la'akum afkiyah v'dei maisras bizman David HaMelech, right? But right now, the Gemara is asking, is there a way for a goy to be Mefkida Kedushas Suri or not? So he said, why should it be Tali in Kibush David? So basically, to make a long story short, what Reb Chaim says is that Ezra was Mekadesh through Chazakah. But the question is, was Ezra's Chazakah built on original Kibush? Ezra's Chazakah is only going to work if there was Kibush in the background, because there's a two-stage process. The entire Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael requires a two-stage process, according to Reb Chaim, Kibush v'Chazakah. So the reason the Gemara is wondering whether or not David and the Melech's Kibush was a Kibush or wasn't a Kibush is because it's important to be on his head, because Kedushas Ezra can only be chal in places that David Amel, that had the original kibush, and if David Amel kibush didn't have a shem kibush, Ezra can't be mekadesh, because the Kedushas Haaretz is a two-stage process. It begins with kibush Yehoshua, and then it continues with kibush with chazaka of Ezra. And why this is so? It's a very mechudosh idea. He thinks that's pshat in Yerushalmi. I was talking to Rabbi Benash about it. He thought that the fact that the Jewish people came back again, you know, came back for a second time, that itself is significant. You know, you can do something once, but when you do something twice, that shows your commitment to it. And so the fact that Ezra came up, that shows that the Kedusha was important to them, and therefore it lasted a second time. It's more of derech ha-hesber, ha-drush, not in terms of the actual, what I'm saying, but it's just it's an explanation for it. But similarly, you could say that the fact is that in the time of Yeshua, they didn't have much of a choice. They left Egypt. They needed somewhere to live, so they conquered Eretz Yisrael. Time of Bavel is similar to today. You know, you can live in Bavel very happily, or you can move to Eretz Yisrael. So if you choose to move to Eretz Yisrael, it shows a certain level of commitment of the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. So in Mela, that Kedusha of Ezra, you know, was more, it stuck more. Similar to what the Gemara says, Shalder HaDrush, the Gemara says that the Matan Torah was forced. Kafa aleim hakigigis. But it be Meya Hashverosh, time of Mordechai and Esther, Hadar Kiblua, they accept the Torah, you know, out of their own rata. So that's somehow more binding. The initial Matan Torah was somehow forced, and the Baal Din could say that, you know, it's not my fault, I didn't accept it, it was a forced acceptance, but bimei Achashverosh, it was an acceptance miratzah. So similarly here the chazak of Ezra was one of volition. Second pshat. Third pshat, the Rav in his Shur Mechala writes that when Ezra is Mekadesh, the Eretz Yisrael, the first thing he did is he built a base of Mikdash. So he claims that the Kedusha of Mikdash permeated throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. Just like Kedushas Mikdash in Yerushalayim isn't battle for the Ram because it's Tali and Shechina, all the Kedushas Aretz in Vayisheni stemmed from Mikdash. So whereas in Vayis Rishon they conquered the land first and then they do the Mikdash, then they built the base of Mikdash, 400 years later. In Vayisheni they started with the Mikdash. They started with the Mikdash, that Kedusha extended and to the Esser Kedusha, so there was speaks about in the Mishnah and Kalim, was actually Kedushas all stem from the Mikdash, and that's all the Kedushas are. Okay. So it's a Chiddush. In the Shurim Zech Abamari, the Rav has another idea in explaining the difference between Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shnia. It's a very nice drasha. He thinks that the Torah is Mekadesh. The Aron was Mekadesh in Kedusha Rishona. The Aron HaKodesh, he thinks the Torah has to, and that's why the Aron in the base of Mikdash, he thinks the Lukos are the Makor of all Kedusha. But in Bayesheni, he claims it was Torah Shal Peh was Mekadesh. It's an interesting drasha. It's in the Shiurim Lezeich Aramari, the first volume. The title of the piece is Takanas Kriyas HaTorah. He has this idea there. It's a fourth and a half. So basically what we just said was that the Ram holds that Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel HaSilavo, like many Yerushalmi, but he gives a very cryptic Hezber. He says the first Kedusha of Yeshua was Kibush, the second Kedusha was Chazaka. What does that mean? So the other thinks that means that the first one was by force, the second one was with permission of a king. Force can be destroyed, the permission can never be, it was never taken away, so the condition remains. Reb Chaim says that this is the way the Kedusha had to have been taken effect. Based on the Yerushalmi, he thinks Tehitivcha, Vehirivcha, Mavasecha means you need two stages, it's supposed to be this way, you need Kibush and then Chazaka, then it's complete. The Rav thought that the Kedusha Shnia permeated from Mikdash, and therefore it's not Batel. And the Rav in the second piece tries to connect this to the Kedusha Tershal Peh versus the Kedusha Tershal Peh. Fine. So Kedushas Kedusha Shniya, let's assume like the Rishonim will hold Kedusha Shniya exists. So if you hold Kedusha Shniya doesn't exist, there's not much to talk about. There's no Shemitah, there's no Mitzvah Tzolei Sparks. Most Rishonim hold not like that, they hold Kedusha Shniya exists. So we have Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. The question is, does that mean Shemitah is Noeg B'Zonizeh? Always trying to come back to Shemitah as much as we can. Does that mean Shemitah is Noeg B'Zonizeh? So, Midoraisa. So some Achronim said yes. The Kesef Mishnah in Perek Dalet Halacha Chavav Shmita Yovel says yes. The Aruch Hashulchan in Izraim Simen Tezvav Halacha Hey Halacha Yod says yes. And Siv says yes. They say Kedusha Shnia exists and it's Midoraisa, and therefore Shmita is Midoraisa. But many Achronim claim that this is not so. Namely, even though Kedusha Shniya exists and it's Midoraisa, you still don't have Shemitah Midoraisa. Why not? So the Rambam, it's based on the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, says that Trumos, B'zman Hazeh, are Drabbanan. The Kedusha Shniya exists. It continues. So the Rambam says, it doesn't make a difference. Trumos, B'zman Hazeh, Afilu B'vakam Shechizik Oli Bavel, Afilu B'Ezra, even though Ezra, Truma is only Drabbanan. She'en lecha Truma shal Torah el be'eretz Yisrael b'zman she'yiyu kol Yisrael sham. For Truma to be achiyah midrash, you need kol Yisrael sham. What does kol Yisrael mean? Does it mean every single Jew, or does it mean Rob Yisrael? It's a question. She'ne'emar kisavo bi'as kulchem k'shiyut b'yirusha rishona k'mo she'en asidin lachsa b'yirusha shlishis. Only you need to get a chiyuv midoraisa of trumos. You need bias kulchem, like in the time of Yeshua, where all the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. K'mosh asid in lachs of Yerusha Shlish, like it will be in the future of Yerusha Shlish. Lo k'shayu b'Yerusha Shniya, not like the time of Ezra. Shaisa b'imei Ezra, shaisa b'yam miktsasam. L'tikach lochiva osan min atar. There's no chiyuv midoraisa b'imei Ezra. Chen yirar li Yeshua din b'maisrus. He thinks the same din is with maisrus. Now, The Rav is not so happy with this halacha. He says maybe it's true for challah. He says he doesn't think this is really true. He thinks that if Kedusha Shniya exists, so it's Yochai Midoraisa. Maybe by challah is different, but other than challah, he thinks it's not true. So the Rav says Trumos is Drabbanan and Maisus is Drabbanan, and the Rachamim say that there was Shmita is Drabbanan, the Mabit in his Tshuva. It's a chelak beis simin samach dalet. I'll read the lashon. It says, "Kevan the time of Talib Rambam haramim mishum dechsiv kabi truma kisavo bias kolchem lo miktsaskam." Mashma the kedushas aretz talia bias akol mali le truma olishviz kumash kasav who adin lemeiser. Just like the Rambam extended truma to meiser, let's extend it to shviz. Right? Avakav lo ksiv bekisavo to have midrabanan who adin nami b'shviz. So it doesn't say it, but we'll extend it to meiser. So we'll extend it to shviz. Lamalo. So basically, what the Ma'arid is saying is that it wasn't Niskarish Lagamre. Kedusha Shniya wasn't Niskarish Lagamre. Now, you could say this is a Tanai. You could say that this is a Tanai. You need Kol Yisrael to be an Eretz Yisrael, to be Chayiv in Trumos. That's how some understand. But what sounds like here in the Ma'arid a little bit, and what Chaim says explicitly, Chaim in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yudbeis Lech Nezayin, Chaim says that it's not just a tnai, but it's part of the Kiddush Haaretz. Kiddush of Ezra wasn't complete, because Kiddush Ezra didn't have Bias Kulchem. Part of, he thinks that's what the Rambam means, when the Rambam says, they didn't have Bias Kulchem. Bia Rishona had Bias Kulchem. It's part of the Maisa Mekadesh. It was Kibush with Bias Kulchem. Bias Shnia had Chazaka, but didn't have Bias Kulchem. Didn't have Bias Kulchem, the land was not totally Niskadesh. So we're still waiting for the land to become Niskadesh through Bias Kulchem. It gives a tremendous hashkafic importance to making Aliyah. Through making Aliyah, you're actually being Mikadesh Eretz Yisrael. Because Kedushas Ezra, even though it's Kishul Asid Lavo, it wasn't complete because it didn't have Bias Kulchem. Only once all Jews or rogue Jews come to Eretz Yisrael, the Kedushas Ha'aretz will not be complete.
It makes sense to come and start with that. If it's not finished, so how do I get it to continue? So if it's not finished, you do it very easily.
Okay, if you want to put the two Rav Chaims together, that's what I'm going to do in a second, but I'll do it now. What emerges according to Rav Chaim is that on one hand, Kedushas Ezra is stronger in that it it endures even through a period of Chorban. At the same time, it wasn't complete. And you think it's a stira. You're saying if it wasn't complete, so then it should break. So I think what Reb Chaim would have to say is that because it wasn't complete, it's still in process, it's still in motion. And it, therefore it's not going to be destroyed through the Chorban. I mean, he has Yerushalmi. He says, that it's going to continue. So
yeah, but that doesn't infer that
it
wasn't completed.
Okay, you're right. I'm not sure if you would have said this with Svara, but that's what emerges from Chaim, that the Kedusha was never complete, and yet the Kedusha continues. That's what Chaim says. You could say that. He doesn't say it like that. He doesn't relate these two pieces together. One is in the Chibur, and the other is in stencils. But if you put them together, what comes out is that you have Kedushas Ezra, which is somehow stronger, and that it endures even during Chorban, and yet it was never completed. It's still waiting to be completed through Bias Kolchav. And what Reb Chaim does, first of all, he points out that this Lashon HaRambam, you know, if people just read it, people don't even realize that it's a big Kiddush, because the Lashon the Rambam uses, the Pasuk quotes, isn't mentioned by Trumos. The Rambam is in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Chafav. He says that the Kedusha of Haaretz Linen Truma is, well, he just says that She'en lecha truma shel Torah el ba'eretz Yisrael b'zman she'yu kol Yisrael sham she'ne'emar ki savo. Now, that pasuk is not said by Trumas. That pasuk is said by Shemitah. That's what Reb Chaim says. If you look in the Torah, that pasuk is said by Shemitah. So Reb Chaim says that Shemitah is similar to Trumas in that you have Kedusha Haaretz, but it's not complete. Since the Kedusha Haaretz isn't complete, it's not going to help. Why isn't it complete? Because you don't have Bias Kolchan. And since you don't have all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so Klapi Dinim that need all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah and Yovel, that's what the Pasuk said, and Trumas and Meisers, which are taller in the Shnot, in the years of Shemitah, right? The first year, 2 years, Meisers Hasheni, then 30 Meisers Ani, etc. So all these Dinim are not knowing Midoraisa, Bismarck said, because the Kedushas Haaretz, Klapi, these Dinim hasn't been completed because you need Bias Kolchan. That's what Reb Chaim writes. Now, I mean, it's a very nice piece. He basically points out that there are two dinim. There's something called kol yoshve aleha, which is a prat, let's say, in Hilchas Yovel. The Gemara says in Erechin that during the time of Bais Rishon, so you had kol yoshve aleha, you had Yovel. Then some people went to Galus, right? They went to Galus. So there was no kol yoshve aleha, there's no Yovel. The Gemara claims that at that point, the Saras Shvatim came back. So when they came back, then Yovel continued. That date of Kol Yoshev Aleha doesn't affect Kedushas Haaretz. Kedushas Haaretz began in the time of Yeshua, and it was complete. Whether or not you have Yovel or not is a question. Practically, do you have Kol Yoshev Aleha? Do you have Kol Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael? Or not enough that they're in Eretz Yisrael, they have to be in their right makom. Every shevet has to be in their appropriate place. That's Tanai in Hilchos Yovel, Kol Yoshev Aleha. But says Reb Chaim, there's another halacha of Bias Kolchem. Bias Kolchem is not a din, prat, a t'nai in the Kiva Mitzvahs. Bias Kolchem is din in the Kiddush. The Kiddush of Yahshua had Bias Kolchem, the Kiddush of Ezra didn't have Bias Kolchem. I'll read just some of the lines. He says, Yivinei hach dina de Bias Kolchem, lo domin hach dina de kol yashve alea. De vur basuki erichin, de sheveinu lamala, de tali rak b'shnas Yovel, atzum, b'shaito. Right? Do you have all the Jews during Yovel? So, for example, let's say the Seres Shvatim were Gola in year 10 of Yovel, and they came back in year 20. You can have Yovel when comes year 50, because it's not a problem, because it's just a question. When year 50 comes, do you have Kol Yoshev Aleha? You know how you ask Kol Yoshev Aleha Ola? V'alo kein hach dina de bias kolchem, ikaro hu al shas bia virusha, da az u de tzarek sheyeh bias kolchem. Bias kolchem is a din in the Kiddush. Right? V'hachim huwa v'ksubas, etc., that I just quoted, right? In Rishona, when Yeshua came, you had Bias Kolchem. In Yalasi Lava, you'll have Bias Kolchem. He says again, Rak the Yerusha ki hai sheyesh b'bias kolchem who the mischayvim the truas amaisah b'shita yovel. So the reason in the time of Ezra they didn't have Yovel and Shemitah and truas amaisahs is for two reasons. They didn't have Yovel because they didn't have all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have the prat of Kol Yoshevei al them. But they didn't have it for a more fundamental reason as well. They didn't have it because the Kedushas Ha'aretz wasn't complete. They didn't have Bias Kolchem. This is Chaim's Mahalach in explaining why, even though Kedushas Ha'aretz exists Midoraisa, Kedushas Shnia exists Midoraisa, still Shemitah is only Drabanan, and Trumas Meisah is only Drabanan, because the Kedusha wasn't ever completed. Now, what's a little bit unclear is that he writes that it's what he's trying to prove, just for the background, the Rambam says in Hilchos Shemitah Yovel, Perek Yud-Beis, that the Asit Lova will make all the Ari, will Mekadesh the Batei Ari Choma. So he doesn't understand, Rechaim says, he doesn't understand, why are we Mekadesh the Batei Ari Choma? Kedusha Ezra exists, Bezana said. So if Kedushas Ezra exists with Zanazeh, so the Batei Ari Choma are already Kaddish. They're Kaddish today, and walk outside, they're Batei Ari Choma are Kaddish. So Chaim says, no, the Kedushas Ezra wasn't a Kaddish Batei Ari Choma, because you need Bias Kulchem for that too. So what the difficulty in Chaim is that L'chora, you need Bias Kulchem for everything. What don't you need Bias Kulchem for? Meaning, what did Ezra do? He was Mekaddish the land. So I'll read you the Lashon. He says, if Dimsu, the Hak, the Yerusha's are, he didn't read the Yovel, Trumas, Reisus, Nishlem, it's like they Yerusha. Yerusha's Yachad. Yerusha Shnia Ahania Le'etzem Kedusha Ha'aretz. Ezra was Ahania Le'etzem Kedusha Ha'aretz. I'm not sure what that means. Yerusha Shlish is Tahani LaHashlim Kedushasa V'dini Yerusha Shela V'Bias Kol Yisrael V'Shehuze Bias Kulchem Ha'amur V'Tam. So we're in limbo here. We have half the Kedusha and we're still waiting for the rest. But Klape, what din do we have Kedusha Shnia? Meaning what? He says the Yerusha Shnia Ahania Le'etzem Kedusha Ha'aretz. What does that mean? What Nachminas, the halacha, are totally in etzem kedushas aretz. Last before we spoke about shem eretz yisrael. So you don't need any kedusha for shem eretz yisrael. You could be, it's not a korban. So, and then the Rechaim is saying that Shemitah, Yovel, Tumas, Meisras, Chala, all require bias kulcha. That's only us love. So, what is not totally in shem eretz yisrael, and it's not totally in bias kulcha, but it's totally in this interim kedusha?
You think
after the korban there's nothing. So you're saying okay. So because there is kedusha on some level, that's why Chazal imposed the din of drabanan. Okay, you can say that. I'd rather this be a din d'oraisa. There's a hanil etzem kedusha l'aretz. So you could say that. Let's say if you hold that some of the dinim of Zerayim aren't tali in shame. Let's say leket shechopeya. You hold they're tali in kedusha. So if they're telling Kedusha, not in shame, so maybe the etzem of Kedusha's Aretz is enough. Maybe you don't need Bias Kulchem.
The Mitzvah coming Israel.
Well, it could be telling in shame in Eretz Israel. You don't need Kedusha at all. So I don't know. I'm a little confused. But that's what Rechaim says. Just one Ha'ara that according to Rechaim, the Kedusha Rishona, you know, is never really Batla. Meaning, Kedusha, well, this is actually harder from before. The Kedusha Rishona was never Batla. Even though it was Batla, you needed the Kedusha Shnia to be built on it. And now the Kedusha Shlishis needs to be built on the Kedusha Shnia. Meaning there's a sequence of events in that you need Kibush for Chazaka to take effect. That's what Chaim said. Put all the three Chaims together. You need Kibush for Chazaka to take effect. Even when Chazaka took effect, it was Chaser and Bias Kulcham. And therefore, you need the Kedusha Shlishis to complete that. So all the Kedushas are somehow connected, which is, I think, is interesting. That he holds, he's trying to explain the Gemara in Gittin Mem Zayin, says that if David's Kibush wasn't Kibush, Ezra wouldn't work, because you need the two levels. And then I'm saying now you need a third level. You need the third level of Kedusha Shlishis to complete Kedusha Shnia. Kedusha Shnia completes Kedusha Rishona, and Kedusha Shlishis completes Kedusha Shnia. So, theoretically, Kedusha Shnia could have stood alone, had all the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael at the time, but they just didn't. Practically, that's what happened. Fine, so...
What we do with the Gemara that says that there's no need for Kedusha Shlishis? Kedusha
So I think right. I don't think it's really Kedusha Shnia. Maybe I misspoke. You're right. It's more that the Kedusha Shnia is still being completed. It's still being completed. Okay, so maybe I misspoke. Okay. So basically, what we saw here was that there's a machlokas on the Kedusha Rishona is kitcher shait to the kitcher zlava. Same machlokas about Kedusha Shnia, and we analyze what the difference between Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia is, Chazaka versus Kibush. And then we point out that according to Reb Chaim, even if Kedusha Shniyah exists, it doesn't mean Shemitah is Midoraisa, because it could be there's a requirement of Bias Kulchem, which is part of the Etzem Mekadesh that was missing in the time of Ezra, that we're still waiting Bias Kulchem. Mr. Hashem, soon we'll have Rav Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Fortunately, the reasons are that there's so much of assimilation in Chutzlars, but that's not because of so much Aliyah. But either way, at that point in time, we're going to have to figure out whether or not Bias Kulchem is a din in Kulchem or in Rov. And if it's really a din in Rov, so it would come out that the Kedusha would be complete. This could happen within the next 10 years. I mean, so it's a pretty amazing thing. Once that happens, so then we have to all the issues, the Shemitah, the Chomidoresa, etc., and it'll affect a lot of halachas. So, the next time we're going to talk about another reason why Shemitah might be Drabbanan and Sanazeh. Even if you assume that the Kedushas Arts is complete, right? Like those Achronim, Kesemish, and others, there's still an issue of whether or not Shemitah is connected to yoga. And that, Blinader, we'll discuss next time. I put it on the right comments this time, but I think we'll end now, and we'll continue next time.